let's turn to fascinating sounds of the past year. Throughout the year, NPR's Felix Contreras listens to a variety of new music releases, and we've asked Felix if he'd share a few of his top picks.
The first track I picked is actually a reissue, so it's not from the last year, but it was released last year, and it's a good example of this particular artist. It's from Nat King Cole from about 1955, and it's called Little Girl, and it's a really nice up-tempo swing. It's just got all the subtle sophistication, and mostly just swing so hard. The groove is just so cool. Nat King Cole on this album shows it's all trio work. It's all work with this great trio from the 50s, and there's not a single word spoken or sung. He went on to become, of course, a great vocalist and entertainer, but this is an album called Piano Serenade, and it's a re-release of his piano stuff, which shows just how good of a jazz pianist he was. If he never opened his mouth, he would have gone down in history as a great jazz pianist. The next track is yet another jazz pianist, Herbie Hancock, but Herbie Hancock sort of transcends the piano into just jazz and that part of the music world where jazz and pop meet. His recent record was called The River, the Joni Letters, and it's all Joni Mitchell music. When I put the CD on, I didn't look at any of the notes, I just put it on and was listening to it, and I heard this voice, and I thought, that voice sounds familiar, but I can't track down which jazz singer it is.
The big man arrives, disco dancers greet him, plainclothes cops greet him, small town big man, fresh lipstick listening.
And when halfway through I realized it was Tina Turner singing Edith in the Kingpin.
Edith in his bed, a plane in the rain. The wilds and the walls are humming.
So she's doing not exactly a jazz take, but a Tina Turner take on a Joni Mitchell song arranged by Herbie Hancock. And it can be jazz, it can be pop, it can be all of the above. And I liked it because it really shows the range. It shows the very strong vocal of Tina Turner, and it gets beyond her status as a pop icon.
Edith and the Kingpin, each with charm to sway, a staring eye to eye, they dare not look away.
The next cut is in an Afro-Cuban vein. It's by the Cuban drummer Jose Luis Quintana, but Cuban drummers around the world know him as Changuito. He's revolutionized the way you play drums, the way you play conga, timbal, all the percussion instruments in Afro-Cuban music, working from Cuba. And he's recorded a new record with a lot of musicians there from Venezuela on this Venezuelan label, the cut Afro-Cuban Dream. It's based on the rich musical history of the Santeria religion and all the bata drums and all the chanting and all the singing. Afro-Cuban musicians have, within the last 15, 20 years, have rediscovered Santeria music as a basis for some of the best Afro-Cuban jazz that's out there. And Changuito, you can hear him throughout the cut playing timbales, the high-pitched drums that you hear, you play with sticks. And he's almost using it like a solo instrument to offset the soprano saxophone. Timbales are a rhythmic instrument. You keep rhythm with it. Tito Puente played timbales. You stand in front of the band and you hit the bells and the sides. But Changuito uses the instrument to riff off of what the saxophone player is doing. And it just reflects the skill and the innovation that he has produced in Afro-Cuban music. This cut some people may recognize as a James Brown tune called Pass the Peas. It's one of his famous groove jams, and it's by the alto saxophonist Maceo Parker, who was part of James Brown's band for a long, 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 long time. He has a great new album out with a big band. It's one CD is a tribute to Ray Charles, and the other one is simply called Back to Funk, which is what Maceo does best. And in this cut, he's got great, great classic alto tone. He's got the big band working in a way that you don't expect to hear a James Brown song. But it's a perfect combination of funk, of a jazz arrangement, of just how loose and how tight and how funky a big band can be. And the star of the show, obviously, is Maceo Parker. His sound goes back to the early days of listening to James, and it's unmistakable, and it's nice to hear it refreshed, updated, and still vital, and still performing stuff that we'll want to listen to. Those are just a few of my picks from 2007. I didn't want to take over the whole show with all the great stuff that I heard this year. There's great jazz, there's great Latin alternative, there's great Afro-Cuban, there's a ton of stuff out there if you just listen, if you look around. And that's what I'll be doing, and I'll see you again next year doing the same thing. This is Felix Contreras from the NPR Art Desk.
And to learn more about the hottest music of the year, including what NPR's listeners chose as the year's best music, you can check out our new music website. Just go to npr.org and click on the music.